Jared Bryant is the superintendent of the Anchorage School District. He says his district may put their share of the one-time funding into savings in anticipation of a deficit in 2025.
Until we make structural reform to school funding, we'll always be in these conversations where we're talking about deficits and budget cuts and pink slips and layoffs.
Juneau school district officials agree that the lack of a permanent funding increase makes it hard to plan ahead. Cassie Olin, director of administrative services, says the district likely won't put the money to new recurring costs, like hiring teachers. Instead, they might spend it on online classroom materials or maintenance projects.
We like to try to focus on non-personnel expenses in the additional funding, something that we don't necessarily have to have in the following years, because you don't want to put, you know, $5 million of positions into the district's budget and then turn around next year, and if nothing happens, then those $5 million worth of positions now have to be laid off.
Without a permanent funding increase, districts may have to resolve deficits in other ways, like closing schools, making class sizes bigger, and reducing bus service. Those are the kinds of budget decisions legislators cited when pushing for a permanent increase in school funding this session. Anchorage Democratic Senator Lukey Tobin chaired the Senate Education Committee. She advocated for the Senate version of a bill to increase the base student allocation by $680.
I think we, in Senate Education and again in Senate Finance, were able to really articulate why an increase under the BSA was the best, most equitable and fair way to support our education system.
Instead, it will only go up by $30, an increase Governor Mike Dunleavy approved last year. Tobin says, barring a significant increase to the base student allocation, a one-time funding boost was the next best option. She called it a safety valve to hold schools over until the legislature can resume talks about a permanent increase next year. Tobin says she's feeling optimistic that Dunleavy will approve the one-time boost.
I know that he is an advocate for our schools. I know that he recognizes the value of a good quality public education, and I'm hopeful that he sees this balanced budget and uses his veto pen very little.
As they wait to find out, school boards and district administrators around the state will meet in the coming weeks to discuss next steps. With help from Tim Rocky in Anchorage, I'm Katie Anastas in Juneau.